What was it like dropping that ball inside the one this last week?
Oh, it's awesome. It's always nice to know that you got Josh and Damian Ratley out there that can, I can just get the ball down there and they'll be down there to catch it. So it's a great feeling when we can pin them deep and give them a long field.
How long have you had the personal coach?
I've had the personal coach probably since about my sophomore year in high school.
Wow.
Yeah, we've been working together for years now. And
How'd you guys hook up?
He had actually coached with one of my high school coaches, so my high school coach recommended him. And then after that, I mean, he's worked with a lot of big-name kickers. He was Randy Bullock's coach, too. So, yeah, since then, just...
Who is his name?
His name's Rocky Willingham.
Okay.
Yeah, he's out of Dallas.
Okay.
So, yeah, he's a...
So how often do you guys work together?
Usually when I get to go home, every once in a while I'll go see him.
Right.
During the spring, I can go see him a lot more than during the season, obviously.
Right.
But, like, the off week, I went home and saw him during that day off. So
it's like a car getting a tune-up?
Yes, it's exactly what it is.
Yeah.
But, yeah, it's a lot of detailed work when I'm with him.
Uh-huh.
And, I mean, we also get that while we're here with Coach Banks because he's done it. He knows how to do all this. So it's nice to have all these guys around to help us.
Did they talk at all, or do you just get one thing from him and maybe another from Coach Banks? Or
well, they talk a little bit, but okay. I guess the good thing is that they both know how to do it, so
yeah.
Coach Banks can say, hey, you need to work on this, and I can go work on it with Rocky too.
Uh-huh.
Rocky can say
okay.
something, and then Coach Banks can help me
okay.
with it too. So it's a mutual thing there that we can get some good work done.
So they're not working against each other. They're
no, definitely together. Not working against
okay.
each other.
Okay.
And how about this journey for you, you know, going back to Allen and having the opportunity to attend other places on scholarship, but you were set on A&M. Could you just speak to that and tell that story?
I mean, coming out of high school, I didn't get a ton of offers, but I got a bunch of preferred walk-on offers, and I just felt like A&M was the perfect place for me. I mean, great atmosphere, great people, and just an awesome place to play in general. So I'm grateful to have the opportunity to play here and contribute to our team. So,
do you have any previous A&M connections? What was it that made it such a new
I really didn't have a ton of previous A&M connections. I had some really close friends that were, their families were all A&M fans, but I just something with it clicked with me, and I felt comfortable here.
Can you talk about your legacy, your family, and the guys that have, in your family that have played professional sports and how they've helped you?
Well, a lot of family members of mine have played professional sports. So my grandfather was the first quarterback for the Broncos. His number 18 is retired. He's had a big ceremony for it a couple weeks ago. My Uncle Kelly played in the NBA for 10, 11 years or something like that. And then all seven of the kids on my dad's side played Division I sports, and half of them played professional sports around the globe, not just here, but in Europe and stuff too. So it's kind of nice because they have a lot of experience in all this stuff, so they can help me out. And I mean, I'm just trying to live up to it a little bit. So, yeah, I chose to be a punter, so that was good. They all chose to be.
When did you start punting?
I started punting, I guess when I started playing football when I was really little, and I never really thought of anything of it. Just kind of played it as another position. I played receiver and tight end in high school, and my dad just always had me keep at it. You know, maybe something will happen if you don't play receiver, tight end, you can kick and stuff. And I got to my senior in high school, got rolled up in our preseason scrimmage, and coaches were like, we'd rather have you punt because we don't want you to get hurt. And so I just ended up punting from there, just
did
took
you
off.
Did you
have
to punt much at Allen?
Did not have to punt much at Allen. That was good, though. We were winning, so that was good.